Today is November the 28th, 2025. Thank you, Brian. I have been dragged across the coals. When you gave the description of Peter and the dog and the vomit, oh, my soul, it just opened up. I don't know what, but it's something that just, I just know I have to improve on it, because it was like my soul opened, and if I couldn't take it, I couldn't listen. I had to listen. The truth had to come out, and I know it was the hardest thing for me to listen to, so I know that I had to dig for the truth. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. Excuse me, I would like to pray for Skip. Lord God, you know him. You know the very depths of his heart, and you know exactly how he's feeling. And Lord God, I ask you to lift him out of the doldrums, lift him out of the miry clay, and set his feet excuse me, on the solid rock of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord God, that his mind, his soul, his body, his spirit would all be lifted so high that he soars with you. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, I pray. I pray for everybody that I can hear. And don't worry if you're behind. It's not a bad thing. It's actually a good thing, because we all get to pray again for the issue that you're just catching up with. And I think that's wonderful. So don't see being behind as a shameful thing. It's actually a blessing to whoever is leaving the prayers. So, yeah, God is good. Amen.
This is Hands to Heaven. Here's another stone for your pouch, in case you're facing a giant today. This one is based on Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's own handiwork, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew that we may do those good works which God predestined for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Here's your declaration. I am God's workmanship. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Because of him, we have the hope of eternal life. We also have peace and joy that surpasses anything this world can give. We pray that we will always remember this incredible gift. Help us to find ways to recenter our lives and families around the love of Jesus. Help us to see the beauty of Jesus as the greatest gift of all, and inspire our hearts to carry gratitude for this gift always. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us so much that nothing in our past, present, or future can separate us from your love. Your love transcends all understanding, and experiencing it is our lives' greatest joy. Father, help us to speak and act with truth and love, and to be a light in the world, just as Jesus was. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. I am going to be going through back surgery soon. Don't know when, but we'll be going through back surgery. And also, I'm going through some other health issues. But I would appreciate some prayer. And listening to Daily Audio Bible has been a true, true blessing for me. It has helped me through some pretty tough times, even through my depression. And I am most grateful. Thank you, Brian and Jill and Ezekiel. And God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Lord, we come before you today and we lift up Skip Morgan, who's feeling weak and down and depressed. Please watch over him. Bring joy into his life and healing to his bones. It is in Jesus' name I ask this. Amen. Skip, look up Proverbs 16:24, I believe. A good word will bring healing. What's the best word? Praising the Lord. Praying for others. It'll be good for you. Thus says the word. And we are praying for you, dear sir. This is Bart in Kentucky, and I'm walking in the light. Have a good day, Dabbers.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Ephesians 6:10-18. Father God, we lift up to you today Eyes of a Dove and her daughter, Ember. We give thanks that they are both strong in you and your mighty power. They are coming up against the strategies of the devil in this person who is harassing Ember. Father, suit them both with every piece of your armor so that they can protect themselves, one another, and resist what the enemy has planned. Father, we thank you for the police that are investigating this cyber harassment. Grant them wisdom and perseverance as they investigate. Father, we pray for the individual who is doing this. Show them the error in their ways and bring them to repentance and salvation. Father, we pray for Ember's safety. Let no harm befall her. Keep her heart and mind pure from the evil in this world. Father, we pray for the spirit of forgiveness over Jonna, Ember, her dad, her brothers, and Billy. Soften their hearts and minds. Let this not harden their hearts, but be for all of your praise and glory. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Jonna. Let us know how it's going.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown, and I'm coming to you from Evansville, Indiana. And I say, Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. That was yesterday. And Jeff and I are praying today. And I'm asking you to go back over and read the Old Testament, the New Testament, and the Proverbs, and the other, to completely get Daniel's example of a Christian who loves the Lord, and follow Daniel as he goes through the people who tried to kill him. And just, it's such an encouraging word. And I have had a problem with my left toe, on my big toe on my left side, and I have been seeking the Lord and turning away from my wicked ways. I've been keeping track of what I'm eating and how much, and I've been exercising every day and doing my part. And so I ask you all to join in with me. And I'm praying for each and every one of you who has any problem with the big toe on their left side.
Hey, family. It is from Junk to Treasure. And I just ask for prayer request. If you will please go to the throne of grace. I have upcoming furnace repairs, heat pump repairs. And I just ask that the Lord's mercy will be upon me and that this will be quick repairs that are easily done without complication, because my system is obsolete two times over, and I can't afford a new one right now, and so I'm asking that you go before the Lord and ask Him to turn His hand to mercy for me, that this will not be near as expensive as what the repairman is estimating, and that it will work properly and heat my home until I can figure out a way to save money for that huge undertaking. I would greatly appreciate if all of you would go to the throne of grace on my behalf. I am weary. I am overwhelmed. My body is so tired of carrying all of the stress from so many different angles and things that come upon me. I just ask for a breakthrough. Thank you, my great knee benders in this damnation.
Good morning, DAB. This is Deneen, aka His Beauty for My Ashes. And today is the 29th of November. I wanted to pray for Lawrence from Indiana. He called in about his two sons and about his relationship with them. That's estranged. I also wanted to lift up my son along with you, Lawrence. He's also estranged to his father. My son lives in a different state, and he also doesn't have a relationship with Christ. But just hearing your story just touched my heart, and I'm going to lift up all of our children to the Lord and just ask Him to, you know, touch their hearts and to bring reconciliation. Your story really touched me, and I just wanted to reach out to you and encourage you. God will hear our prayer. He's already heard it even before we spoke about it. He knew. So my prayer is that the Lord will move on our behalf and that He will bring reconciliation to us. I thank you for sharing your story. It just pushed me more to reach out to the Lord about my oldest son. I actually have two sons. My youngest son, he kind of like has a relationship, but he still has some issues with his dad. So we are going to trust God. We are going to lean on Him and know that He will move on our behalf. So be blessed, Lawrence, and thank you for sharing.
Good morning. I want to lift up a prayer request from Lawrence for his relationship with his sons. Specifically, I believe he said the older one. Lord, we just lift up the situation. We lift up these men. We ask that you soften hearts as you've done, and so many times we can see in the Bible, you soften men's hearts, you change men's hearts, you turn men's hearts towards you, and out of that is an overflowing of love and grace and mercy, all characteristics that you perfectly hold. And so we just pray that all involved, you would work in their hearts individually, through others, through experiences they have daily in their lives, and that you would draw them to you, and then as a consequence toward each other, toward relationship. I've heard recently from somebody, the meaning of life is relationship. with you, with others. And so we just pray, Lord, that we know your son through the New Testament stories was a relational being, like ultimately relational. And so we know that's your desire for whole and healthy relationships. And we just pray that over this family. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
My dear Dab family, it has been a long time since I've called in. This is Jersey Jane for Jesus. I think it's best, since I've suffered from depression, anxiety, and all the bitterness that comes with feeling badly, that my prayers for people should concentrate on those also who are going through depression and anxiety. I heard Skip Morgan on November 28th call in that he felt weak and depressed. Skip, I raise you to the throne of grace, that God covers you with his kindness and love, that you feel part of his life, that you are able to rise up against the devil, which is really what's happening when we feel depressed. It's the devil trying to pull us down, and we don't want that. So tell Satan to get behind you, lift your head up, go forward, and march to a new and vibrant town sound. I listen to the music and it lifts me out of my depression. And I'm trying to be a good prayer warrior, even though the words are sometimes thick on my tongue and I'm unable to speak the way I want to. I'm still going to try, because it's been a while. God bless.
Hi, Dab family. This is God's Life Speaker. I don't know how many weeks behind, but today is November 29th, and I think I'm on community November 15th. And I heard Kay in Ohio praying for Aaron, whose medical bills needed prayer, and who had some anxiety because baby is coming. And I totally ditto everything that's been said in the prayers that have come before this one, Aaron. And the thing that came to mind when I heard Kay praying for you was, that baby's not due the same time any bills are due. And we are praying that these bills are taken care of and the baby's coming at a different time. They are not happening together. And God is just faithful like that. When we trust him, we feel like it's a lot at one time, but if we would just take one step at a time and continue to declare his goodness over our lives, even when we don't see it, our God is good. He is good all the time. Let's not just be saying that. Let's just be living that out. He is a good God. Heavenly Father, thank you for Aaron calling in, having this concern, having the desire to care for his family in every way and to enjoy this baby. So may he rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice in the Lord. Let your gentle spirit be known by all men. The Lord is near, and this is truth. And you know the rest of Philippians 4, bringing our anxieties and thoughts like those before him. So Father, I pray that he is on his knees before you, praising you, and we're blessing this baby in the care of these bills. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, hello, hello, good morning, Daily Audio Bible. Yes, I'm again on my back deck and trying to speak softly so the birds, my little birdies, come back. I think you can hear them. They're sitting in the bush, kind of fussing a little bit. The rooster has stopped crowing and the leaf blowers have started. Anyway, hello. Hello, my friends. It is Friday, November 28th. And today my grateful is peace. Right now I feel it in the air. I feel it inside of me, and what I know and what God's faithfulness has come to prove to me is that even when I can't feel it, sense it, it exists. So, you know, whatever's going on with my eyesight, I know God's got me. And this is my grateful for today. Philippians 4, verse 6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." And then 7 says, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." So his peace overcomes. He's told us this peace. John 16:33, "Take heart, he's overcome the world." So if you're not having a lot of peace today on this Friday, go read Jesus's words. All of his words are meant to bring us peace. And the Holy Spirit, may he overflow and guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I love you daily, audio Bible. Mwah! And hugs. Oh, bye.
Good morning, my sweet family. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower calling. And I want to lift up Dwayne from Wisconsin and his family. Lord God, you see the whole family. They all need your help, Lord God. They have a father who is such a solid Christian, and yet they all need to change their lives, whether it be with whatever puts them in prison or their health or whatever. They need you, Lord God. And I lift them up to you, that you would touch each one and bring that whole family together healthy and well in all areas of life, and hold them together in cords of love that cannot be broken. We pray, dear God, as Dwayne prays for his sons and his daughter, Lord God, that you would just touch him with the peace that surpasses all understanding, and that his influence over this family will draw them all to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hey, Dabbers, it's the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. What a great praise report I got for you. I forgot I had called in about these prayers. I had that ringing in my ears for one day, and it has gone. So I know the prayers have worked. Thank you for those who, I heard some people do a shout out for me about that. Daniel Johnson Jr., haven't heard from you in a while, so great to hear your voice. And amen to our prayers for Adolfo Gonzalez, who's now fighting cancer, and he has 6 kids there. Another praise report. For those of you who've been with me for a while. So I told my wife that I realized the one time I cannot have what I call intrusive thoughts is when I am singing along to Christian music. Also, when I'm praying out loud for all the people on the Daily Audio Bible community prayer, when I sit and just keep praying out loud, I do not get any intrusive thoughts, which I can get anywhere else. I can get them in church. I can get them while reading the Bible. But when I told this to my wife, the last 2 times we have gotten into my car, when normally I'm not allowed to play any Christian music, or just she's not happy if I try to, she has put on her phone, and she has like songs that are Christian songs. And so we went over Thanksgiving for, oh, by the way, I'm going to be a new grandpa in about 8 or 9 months. So that's another praise report. But my wife was playing Christian music, and I just dropped her off at the airport, and I listened to a whole bunch more Christian songs on the way up there. And I told her, what a great playlist. Kind of smiled at her. She said, yeah, I made it for you. But that is just great that she is willing to at least listen to that with me together in the car. Huge praise report there. Love you all. Have a great day.
This is Hands to Heaven. I have one final stone for your pouch. This one is based on Philippians 4:13. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. Here's your declaration. I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength I need. when I have a chance, I will post the list to the Dab Friends website in case you want to go through the entire list. I have found it very helpful when the enemy comes knocking to just sit and continuously declare who I am in Christ to beat him back. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
From Junk to Treasure, this is God's Life Speaker. I am on the November 15th community prayer, and I have often felt your weight of the things in your own life, jobs, things you've had to fix around the house, your children, the loss of your unborn grandchild, your grandson's baby. And now we're looking at your daughter, her husband, the daughter that's blind, and her husband that needed to go for a lump that he discovered. And then the next call is you praying for someone else. You are the living example of upward, onward, eyes on Jesus, praying for others. So we're going to come around this campfire and pray for you. Lord, you say in your word that the prayers of an effectual man, oh, how well and how much they can do. So we are asking that you lay your hand on From Junk to Treasure and her family, into grandkids and so on, that you would bring this tension down in the name of Jesus. It is a tension that is feeling very weighty, that you would give direction, that you would provide relief, that you would give sight to the blind, return sight, that you would heal bodies in her family, and that you would provide monetarily, that you would heal spiritual hurts and wounds and soul hurts. Lord, you are our everything. You say you're in all things, so you are in this. So we look for your mighty hand to be at work in From Junk to Treasure's life and her family. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hello, this is Alta Lee Halley on the 29th of November. And I heard Brother Lawrence, and I'm just really praying for your sons, your oldest and your youngest. May this verse encourage you. Psalm 135, 13 and 14. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate or free his people and have compassion on them. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you that you have compassion on Brother Lawrence and his two sons and all the other people that are suffering from estrangement with their families. My husband finally got to see Jason that he hadn't seen for 13 years when we went to Chico, California last summer. They didn't meet for pizza. He didn't want to meet me, his new wife, or Lon to meet his family. So we just pray for continual restoration so Lon can see his grandchildren. But thank you, that's for the start. And we just pray for everybody in that situation. As the person before prayed for people for Thanksgiving who aren't going to be with their family, Lord, you do have compassion on us, and we're so thankful. You are hear our prayers and see our tears, and surely you will heal. 2 Kings 25. Okay, thank you.
From the time that you're born to the time that you die, two things surround us, the truth and the lie. Pontius Pilate asked Jesus, what is truth? Most of us would say truth is that which has proof. Proof in the sense of that which is seen, but with so many gray areas, what does truth really mean? Is what's true for one man true for all others? And is it true to each man as every other man's brother? Jesus said, I am the truth, the way and the life. And that's a truth that's quite poignant and cuts like a knife. He also said that the devil was the father of the lie, who would not only kill you, but laugh while you die. Jesus, the devil, the truth and the lie, heaven, hell, the earth and the sky. How does one discern the truth from the lie? Well, the Bible says the Holy Spirit within us will never deny that which is truthful and righteous and comes from above, that which is holy and filled with God's love, while the lie is demonic, earthly, profane, yet holds out the promise of much worldly gain. To be continued.
Good evening, everyone. I've called in a few times, but I'm going to start going by TBG, or the Blessed Guy. And this is something that God's put on my heart to talk about as far as my testimony. I've been suffering from a lot of frustration, a lot of past traumas that led to being frustrated, angry. It was also led to low self-esteem, watching pornography, being lustful, masturbation, all those things. And these last few days, God has really been speaking to me through other people. And one thing that he told me that really got to me was that you need to control your emotions before you hurt yourself or those you care about, those you love. And that really stuck with me, because usually when God speaks to you, whether it be to you directly or through somebody you know or care about, it's a pretty definitive thing. It's definitely a warning, if anything. And I've definitely heeded his words, so I'm definitely in a season to where I'm definitely trying to press in to my word more, pray more. I thank you, the DAB community, for supporting me and hearing all of your stories, hearing all of your prayers, hearing all of your testimonies continues to encourage me each and every day to be a better person, better father, better Christian. So saying a lot to say, my word of encouragement is don't allow the enemy to use your emotions to derail you from where God wants you to be and needs you to be. Continue to trust in him, continue to believe in him, that his word and his love is eternal and everlasting, and continue to be the person that God wants and needs you to be for his kingdom and for his people. Again, this is TBG. Thank you guys for listening. Love you all. Have a good night. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada. God's Yellow Flower calling in from Arizona, and I want to pray for the gentleman who has 9 children. And 2 of his sons are being a little rebellious, I guess, or he doesn't have a good relationship with. So I pray, Heavenly Father, that these two boys and their dad would see eye to eye, that they would see each other through your eyes, and that the bonds of love would grow between them, envelop them, and hold them dear. I pray, Heavenly Father, that especially the younger one, that he would turn to you, seek you, and find you. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just bind this whole family together in cords of love that cannot be broken. Give the dad the wisdom he needs to not compromise, but to hold firm to his faith, knowing that you will draw these boys to you in your time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. It's Sunday, November 30th, 2025, and so comes to an end. You guys traveling with me while I spontaneously, I think I erroneously used the word generically. I meant organically, like as the day goes, being grateful for things. So I think I only missed a couple of days, but I'm pretty sure I haven't heard hardly any of my gratefuls. And that's okay. It's been good for my soul to be grateful and be present in the moment. So currently right now, I am grateful for this very special spoon with which I eat my breakfast yogurt. It is a special spoon there. I just love to eat my yogurt with a certain spoon, and I'm grateful to be able to have that idiosyncrasy, and I'm grateful for Sunday worship day with other people, And I'm grateful for you guys. And I could start naming people, but I would run out of time. Know that if you don't hear from me throughout the year, that I am out here praying for the prayer requests that I hear and interceding and standing in the gap for everyone. So I hope this Christmas season, this is the first Sunday of Advent, I believe. And so I hope this Christmas season turns out to be merry and bright for you guys. And I love you all. And sending big hugs and great big prayers. And thanks for hanging with me through this journey. All right. Talk to you guys later. Hugs. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. This is Blessed in the Northwest. I have a prayer request that goes along with so many parents praying for their children, those that have gone wayward, those that are struggling with things. I have three children who are a sibling set, adopted, and unfortunately my ex, who walked away from the church, put us through a horrific divorce over 5 years, and my children are already coming from woundedness in their prior home situation, have all suffered severely through this. My two daughters have both had gender identity issues. My oldest, I think, has come out of it. My middle daughter is really struggling right now with identity issues, gender identity issues specifically. And my son even had some issues, but he's fine in that area, but he has a lot of defiance, just a lot of confusion over everything still. Please pray for me and for them. Pray that I can be the example of God and Christ to them. All of my children have struggled with their belief in the Lord since their dad left the church, and my middle daughter has just outright rejected Jesus. So God, please bless my children. Please bless all children who are struggling right now with identity, especially those dealing with everything in the public school being thrown at them. I pray, Father, for my children and for others, for dabbers here who are going through all of this, who are sliding away from you and dealing with all of these mental health issues. Lord, please be with them and draw them into your design and draw them into your plan for their future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Peter 5:8-10. Father God, we lift up to you today, beloved's cousin and her family. You know all the details, and it sounds like the enemy has been creeping into this family. Father, strengthen this daughter of yours. Bring her back into the fold of believers, and may she find her strength to walk through whatever path they are on. We pray believers will come alongside her to help her, comfort her, and pray in the Spirit over her. Father, we pray for her husband. Grant him your mercy and protect him while he awaits trial. And if he goes to prison, use him to do your will. Father, we lift up their children. Protect them from seeing all the harmful comments and media coming against their dad. Hold their little hearts safe through this. We pray that they will see you, your good in this situation. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Amanda. Let us know how your cousin is doing.
This is Hands to Heaven. Have you ever noticed that the very holiday traditions we put in place to help us keep Christ in Christmas are often the ones that are overshadowing his presence? Local author Jody Barrett did too. So she decided to write a book called Jingle and Joy, Praying Beneath the Tree. She used the ornaments on her tree as prayer points for other people, and she wrote a book to follow the Advent season and encourage others to pray as well. I invite you to join me this holiday season as I go through her book and pray the prayers each day. Lord, thank you for this time of year. It's a time we often give gifts to one another in celebration of your son's birthday. Let this be the year we give the gift of prayer. This year, we slow the pace, clear the distractions, and embrace the joy. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Hands to Heaven, reading to you from Jingle and Joy, Praying Beneath the Tree by Jody Barrett. God bless you all.
Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee again, December 1st. I'm moving on to October 18th, and Hands to Heaven, I just appreciate you so much. I just praise God for you and your words of wisdom. I pray that you will just continue your ministry, helping us, encouraging us. Pray that God will continue to give you words to speak and words to write and communicate. I pray that God will bless you. I kind of wish I could have written down those stones. I feel like I really need them right now. I really need to have them in my pouch because I really feel that are just in such distress, I guess. Thank you. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you, Hands to Heaven. Okay. Goodbye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida. I just wanted to call in and ask you all to join me in prayer for my friend in Canada. Her son, Levi, is really struggling right now. Suicidal tendencies and other issues going on in his life. So we just come before you, Lord, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you, that you're ever present in times of trouble. And we just want to lift up this young man, Levi, to you right now, Lord. We ask for you to just pour out your presence upon him. We plead the blood of Jesus over him right now, Lord, that he might hear your voice speaking to him. We ask you to surround him with angels. We pray for you to bring strong men and women of God into his life right now that could walk with him and get him home. Lord, he needs to get back home to be safe, to have a place to live. His mother is wrought with worry over him. And we pray for her right now, Lord. We pray for Jamie that you would just protect her mind. Help her to keep her eyes fixed on you right now, Lord. Father, that you say, fear not, for I am with you. Fear not, for I am your God. Lord, let those words resonate in her heart right now and give her strength to be able to go through this right now, just holding on to you, because, Lord, sometimes that's all we can do, is hold tightly to the hem of your garment. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do for Levi, and that you will turn his life around, and that he will cry out to you, Lord, and that you will save him, Lord. I thank you for that. In Jesus' holy name I pray, amen. Thank you for praying along with me.
Please remember my Bible study teacher, her husband, and family as they go on a 12-day cruise on December the 7th. Period. Thanks for your prayers. Period.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. I'm a longtime listener. This is my second time calling ever. I've been listening for many years, and I just feel such a burden in my heart to pray for a manager that I had the opportunity of working with this weekend. So just a bit of context, I work overseas in a culture that's quite insular, and I was sent to a different branch, had the opportunity of talking and working with a manager. Very kind guy, helped me get back to the bus and the place I needed to get to return home. But I noticed there's just such a heaviness with him. As soon as we were walking back, he went straight to the convenience store, got himself beers, was drinking it publicly, not a thing which is normal in this society and culture. And he is just, it's like he's living a lot of isolation and loneliness, doesn't have anyone to go to or to talk about. And he's been here for decades. He's probably twice my age. And it just hurts. It hurts to see someone hurting like that. And I didn't have the opportunity to have spiritual discussions with him. So I just ask that you guys would keep him in prayers. His name is Alex. That Jesus would come into his life in a real way. And that loneliness, that isolation, it would just be removed with the love of God, that people would be situated near him. So thank you, Daily Audio Bible. God bless.
Hey, Dad family. This is Susie from Colorado. I wanted to give you guys an update on the kids, the orphans in Haiti. We have left the orphanage and we've got everybody living in a school, and it's a very large, safe, walled school with a water well and a church inside the compound, and the kids are doing great. We actually have them enrolled in another school system so they can start school again. And I just wanted to say thank you. There were so many days and nights that I was just demoralized, worrying that we would lose some of these kids or staff or our medical volunteers, and we didn't lose anyone. So thank you. And then the other thing is I want to let you know, Brian, whose son is Mitchell, I've been praying for him. And could you guys pray for my sister, Cammie? She's very much like Mitchell. She's been in and out of jail, mostly being picked up on abuse and substance abuse and using and passing out in public places and just really demonic level addiction. And I'm really worried that I'm going to lose my sister. And she gave her life to Christ when she was 10 years old with me. We were baptized together. And I can't even explain how hard it is to hear these things. And even her voice has changed and her language has changed. And she's just... she needs help. Tammy needs help. Please pray for Tammy.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I want to call in to pray for Brian from Ohio and his son, Mitchell. Mitchell's been on and off the streets. He's addicted to drugs, and he can't live with his dad because he's abusive to him. He doesn't want to stay in a homeless shelter. Lord, I know that you see Mitchell as stubborn and as abusive as he is, and you love him so much, and so do the rest of us in this community. My heart goes out to him. I just want nothing more than for you to wrap your arms around him and bring him back to you. Lord, this is a long, painful, complicated process of repentance, recognition of the fact that Mitchell needs your help, and then the long road of recovery. But I know you've done it many, many times with many, many people, and you will pull him through this one. I pray for Brian that you would hold him. His heart is heavy for his son. He needs the strength to set good boundaries against Mitchell coming back to his place, because that's not a good situation. Lord,
continuation. In the movie A Few Good Men, Jack Nicholson says, "You can't handle the truth." Especially those now in the prime of their youth, building their lives on what they can see, totally believing that nothing comes free. But the Bible says that which seems solid and substantial today is really an illusion and is passing away. Salvation and air are things we don't see, but they're just two of the many things that God gives us free. So what is the truth and what is the lie? Isn't truth that which we just can't deny? Is truth universal? Does it come in mixed forms? Is there a modicum of truth contained in our norms? Is truth absolute? Are there levels as such? Are there truths high above us that we can't even touch? Is it true that everybody living will one day soon die? Are the words that are penned in the Bible a lie? Because the Bible says we will not all sleep, but we all will be changed in the twinkling of an eye, our lives rearranged. So what is the truth and what is the lie? So many choices that'll make a man sigh. But there is one truth that the whole world can't deny. We are continuously surrounded by the truth and the lie. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 29th to pray over our children. The Lord is not slow to fulfill his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should reach repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Here is the heart of God toward us and toward our children. His desire is that we should not perish, but instead that we should all reach repentance. Sometimes when we're waiting for those we love to come to repentance or grow in grace, it can seem as if God is so very slow. But hasn't God always worked to bring about his purposes rather gradually? After Adam and Eve disobeyed in the garden, God began working slowly over centuries until the right time came, when God sent his Son, Galatians 4:4, to deal with the disaster of the fall. This means that for all those years, God was preparing the world for the coming of the Savior. God was patient toward his children, sending prophet after prophet with warning after warning, giving them time to respond to his mercy. Consider the patience of Jesus. Those closest to him were so slow to understand and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken and all that he had taught them. But Jesus didn't give up. He was patiently at work, sending his Spirit to transform a group of confused men into apostles who then boldly proclaimed the truth of the gospel. To be continued.
Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee. I just got a call from my daughter and her husband in Washington, and they're going through something horrible. And all I can do is pray, and I'm just asking you guys to pray too. It's just so awful. I know God has got this. I just need encouragement. What does God need? I'm just asking you guys to pray. Just afraid. I'm afraid. I'm afraid that she won't continue. I'm afraid. Oh, please, Lord, save them. Encourage them. Have them take a breath. Help them to not say another mean thing to each other. Lord, protect them. Protect their kids. Lord, please. I want to see her again. I want to see them. I want to see them have long lives. Oh, Lord, please. Thanks for praying. All right.
Hi, it's Elsa Lee Halley on the last day of November, praying for Pumpkin. You have heard our prayers, Lord. You have seen our tears. Surely you will heal Pumpkin. 2 Kings 25. And thank you for our dear friend. Just comfort them both on every side, Lord, and bring glory to this whole situation. Pray that she will have no fear. For every day of the year, there's a fear verse that we do not need to fear, because God is with us. Thank you, Jesus. And we just pray, just come against all cancer. Lord, be glorified, be lifted high. We trust you through all this, God. And I just want to praise God that we had a family get together for Thanksgiving. And I just thank God that the Lord has brought a man in my granddaughter's life. She's half Greek. Her name is Aspasia. And Caden is a gentleman that came to visit us Thanksgiving. Really nice guy. He's Orthodox. He works, he's a legislative, he works in legislature. And anyway, just pray for God's will. Just pray they won't be tempted. And pray for my other granddaughter, Maya, who has a boyfriend named Ellie. Pray that they won't be tempted and they'll both come to know you. Pray for my niece, Layla. So Layla's going to school in Fort Collins, Colorado. Maya and Ellie are going to school in Boulder, Colorado. Father, we just pray you'll send revival to all these colleges. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Hello, my dear Daily Audio Bible family. This is Maria, and tonight is the first night of Advent, and I'm thinking about missions. I'm thinking about specifically translators and the task of translation and how we in the West are so, so blessed with lexicons and Bible dictionaries, concordances and helps on our computer. And we have Brian who reads to us. And there are people around the world in languages that don't have even one verse of the Bible in their language. And so if you would pray along with me, that'd be wonderful. Heavenly Father, I want to pray for all of the faithful men and women that are translating your precious word into these different languages. Please give them wisdom. Lord, when they run across a phrase or a word that they just can't seem to make it make sense, help them to find that phrase. Help them to find those words that would clearly convey your truth to the hearts and the minds of these people so that their lives could be changed as they walk with you, Lord, so that they can know you, Lord. We want them to be able to know you. I pray that they would find good language helpers in all of these people groups that have an insight in their own language and are able to help, be real helpers to the translators. I pray that as the consultants help them through all the language checks, and as they just pass through all the hoops that are needed to make sure that the word is clearly communicating, that it would go well, Lord. Please bring your word to these people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for sending Jesus, who is the Word made flesh, and he dwelt among us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for Christopher. He's struggling with anxiety at work, and that touches my heart. I've struggled with anxiety and, quite frankly, still am. So I want to lift him up before the throne of God. Lord, thank you that in you there is reassurance. There's stability. We may not know what our next step is, but we know that you know what our next step is. Anxiety is a distance from you, realizing that we need help, but we don't recognize where our help comes from. And in that moment, we're just stuck. Lord, I want to pray for Christopher. It's a huge step to call in and ask for prayer. And I'll ask that you would meet him there. You would show him how he can let his anxiety go in the presence of your love. It's a long walk, but I know that it is worth it. And I pray that you would guide Christopher through that and bring him into a place where he can converse with you, pray, and just lay everything out before you and not be anxious because you are in control. Lord, I really appreciate that you do that for us. In your son's name I pray. Amen. All right. Christopher, God hears you, hears your prayer, and he is running towards you with open arms. All right, have a good day.
My name is Judy Brister, and I am from Wilton, California. Just me.
But I am asking all the prayer warriors out there around the campfire, and oh, I love all you guys so much, and I listen to you all the time. I've been a 7-year listener, and I refuse to ever give it up. I won't. I thank you, Jill. I thank you, Brian, for being there for us and putting stuff out there for us that we love and appreciate. But right now, I am on my knees, and I'm begging for people to please pray for my son-in-law and my daughter. He is a victim of ALS, and he can't walk, he can't talk, he can't eat. He has a stomach tube, and right now he's back on his way to the hospital because he's bleeding through his stomach tube, and it just seems like things are getting worse and worse, and that's what the ALS does. So I'm asking for prayer. Please, people, pray for Brian Fernandez and Shannon Fernandez because it's just killing my daughter. They need prayer so bad, and they need people to speak their name to Jesus and say, have mercy on these kids. He's only 51, she's 48, but they're going through the worst thing they ever gone through in the world, and worst thing that I've ever gone through in the world, and I'm a widow. But Lord, oh God in heaven, please help my kids. The ALS is it's a deadly thing. It's terminal. It's not going to get better, but he doesn't have to suffer. Just Lord, please warriors, speak out his name to God. Speak out his name to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let things get better for Brian somehow. Let him have a wonderful December month of this year. The last month of this year, he had a rocky Thanksgiving. We didn't have a Thanksgiving because of him, because he can't stand the smell of the food. He wants to eat so bad. He wants to live so bad. And it's so sad to watch him go through that, reaching out for God. Please take him or help him. Have mercy on him. Please don't let him suffer. Lord Jesus, don't let my daughter suffer too. And
this is Cynthia from Virginia. I am calling in to say when I started and how the Bible, reading it each day through this community has blessed me. My daughter Melinda started me doing it, I'd say maybe about 14 or 15 years ago, and I've been a listener ever since to the Daily Audio Bible. Then I start listening to Chronological. So I'm a double dab. I listen to both of them, and I just love this community. The thing that I mostly love is that you get to know people that you've never seen before in your life. You get to love, encourage, and pray for them. And even the voices, you know, I'm saying that one day maybe you'll be in an airport or somewhere and you'll hear a voice that you know, and you'll turn around and say, who is, I know that voice, and maybe that will happen or maybe not, but at least we all get to share and love on one another, and the word is going out all around the world. So that blesses me. And also one thing that blesses me is that as we read and stuff, and my pastor from my home church will preach, or in Bible study we'll go over something that we went over here and in our podcast, and it's just iron sharpened iron. It's just blessed me and helped me to mature in the word, and I just thank the Harden family and all those behind the scenes for this, and I just continue to pray for this community. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Good morning, this is the Badger from Washington. As always, God's word is, his timing is perfect, and I just can't thank Brian and the Harden family for doing this on a daily basis, recentering us. We had some family drama this weekend that is taking a toll on the family, and I just pray for soft hearts and people to look to God always, and especially in the hard times. Give us the courage and the strength and the commitment to continually renew our walk, and maybe even start our walk for some people. I thank you for this Bible study, Lord, and I can't thank you enough. Badger up.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Brother Lawrence from Northern Indiana. I think that's where you said you were from. First, sir, before I could even pray for you, you have the most wonderful voice for voiceovers, radio. It was awesome. I don't know if you're into that or you thought about it. Great voice, sir. But I will pray for you that you will draw closer to your sons, that you could put yourself in their place and understand what they feel And God, I just pray right now that he is able to demonstrate Christ-like love to his children, to be an example. Instead of, you know, harping and Bible thumping, live a life of holiness and righteousness before his children, before himself, that he will make you proud, God, and that in turn his heart will soften towards his children and their hearts will soften towards him, and they can find a common ground and just understand each other, and just on their own they just slowly start drawing closer to you, God, and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways. Give them strength to be steadfast and unmovable, God, always abounding in your love, in the works of your love. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hi, y'all. It's Taken with Love from Louisiana. I am in the beautiful state of Montana. Jacqueline. Oh, my goodness. In the Bitterroot. I had to look that up. This is your state flower, but I don't see any flowers around here right now. This place is covered in snow. Well, I was at the YWAM facility today, praying and interceding and just being with these teams of young adults that's going on this next mission. They have been prepared. They have been educated. They have been trained. They are on fire for Jesus. It is a beautiful thing to see these young adults. They're going to the Netherlands, North and South Thailand, Taiwan, and Cambodia. So it's a bunch of different teams, a lot of people with their advisors, but they need prayer. So I'm asking you to just choose one of those places and just pray over the teams that are going. Of course, for safety, but more than that, for fruit. We want to see fruit. And I know they are hungry to see the gospel shared. That's what they're going for. And they're believing. We laid hands on all of the teams and they prayed out loud their prayer requests. And then we prayed over them and it was beautiful. Thank y'all for this. I love y'all. God bless you. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.
I want to thank you, my Father, for beautiful birds, for family that loves me and life-giving words, for beautiful flowers, for clouds in the sky, for the hope of tomorrow when nobody will die, for sunshine and moonlight, for every green tree, for your sweet Holy Spirit that lives inside me, for life in the present, love in the past, for stars shining brightly and each blade of grass, for radiant sunlight, but also for rain, for all of the lessons that I've learned through my pain, for all my life's victories, but also for the wars I've lost, but especially for Jesus who paid the ultimate cost. I thank you for smiles and laughter each day, for your grace and your mercy and children at play. I'm thankful for bee stings that swell up my arm, for mosquitoes and snakes and things to do harm. They let you know instantly that you've entered their space. I get bruised and battered, but you still don't erase my name, my memory, or even my life. I'm thankful for the good times, but also for strife. For people you send to show me the way, for giving me a willingness to trust and obey. For the fragrance of the earth, especially after the rain. For mountains and cattle and fields full of grain. For freeing me from the insanity of addiction and self. For times of great need and seasons of wealth. For deaths and birth and all in between. My cup runneth over, though times have been lean. I thank you for sight and for the time I've been blind. For light in the darkness and a really sound mind. I thank you for everything at the start of my day. Help me surrender, Father. Have your own way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian in the Harden.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 29th. God doesn't demand instant recognition, instant repentance, and instant maturity from his children. so neither should we demand that our children respond to His grace on our timeline. He is willing to go over the same things again and again, in situation after situation, ordained by His sovereign grace. We need to give God time to work in our life, work in the lives of our children. We should expect Him to work as much through their failures as He does through their obedience. After all, isn't that how He works with us? We thank You, God, for Your patience towards us and toward our children. Won't You fill us with Your patience as we wait for Your powerful grace to accomplish all that You intend in our children's life? I love you, family.
Hello, Daily Audio. It's December 1st. This is Kurt from Western New York calling with a praise report. Last year, just about a year ago, I called about a friend of mine who had been in a terrible snowmobile accident and lost one leg and possibly was going to lose the other one. Well, he did not lose the other one, and he's doing really well. He's been fitted for a prosthetic. He's doing excellent. Him and his wife are good in spirits, and things are going well. I also, in that same call, addressed a friend who was in Florida. She had cancer all throughout her body and lesions on her brain. They had 8 lesions, and now she only has 3. The other 5 have disappeared. The 3 that are there are very much smaller, and she's doing very, very well. So that's the praise report. I wanted to say, Mary from North Carolina, your voice and your prayers that you put forth as a prayer for Skip, I'm certain he's got to feel better, because your voice is just like a healing salve. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful thing. Whenever I hear you call, it always makes me happy, because I can just hear it through your voice, your compassion and your dedication to the Lord. I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving and a great Christmas coming up. Have a good night.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Amina out of Ohio. It is December the 1st, 7:37 p.m. I would like to solicit your prayers for someone I know that's actually been going through a lot, and it physically shows. Her name is Megan Wolf. I just ask that you keep her in your prayers. I'm not sure what exactly is going on, but I'm just asking that you all please lift her up, give her strength and guidance and everything that she needs during this tough season. Please lift her up in your prayers. I don't know what's going on, but I'm really, 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 really want to solicit your prayers. So please, Megan Wolf, please lift her up in your prayers. Love you all. Thank you so much.
Well, my wonderful knee benders, good news, bad news. I have temporary heat for my furnace. I can run it on emergency heat right now without the heat pump, but it is going to make my electric bills really high. Bad news is, probably have to wait till spring to be able to run down the Freon leak in the heat pump. If then it's something that can be fixed, then we'll get that fixed. But if not, because the system is so obsolete, it's going to take brand new furnace and heat pump, because a new heat pump won't work with the old system because it's so obsolete by 2 different remodels or whatever they call it, upgrades, whatever. And with the tear out, the new furnace heat pump, and the installation, I would be looking at close to $10,000 for the units. It's like $9,000, but when you add all the others in, I just, at least I am not freezing to death right now, praise God. It is at least above 47 in here now. So I praise God for the heat. I'm just going to trust him for a miracle. And so I just wanted to share with my beautiful knee benders to just continue to pray. I appreciate it very much.
Hello, my dear Daily Audio Bible family. This is Maria. And today is the second night of Advent. And I've been thinking about the verse in Matthew where Jesus said, "Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." So if you'd pray with me, that would be awesome. Heavenly Father, we know that all around the world, there are so many people who've never had a chance to hear about you. There are people that live in really remote, hard-to-reach areas. There are people, just because of their cultural barriers and language barriers, are struggling, Lord, to hear about you. And I just pray that you would move in the hearts of people, in this next generation of young people, in older people that have time now that they're retired. Whatever the case may be, Lord, I just pray you would work in the hearts of people, that people would say, "Here am I, Lord, send me." And they would be willing, Lord, to go to the uttermost parts of the earth, to go to their next door neighbors, to tell people about the great news of Emmanuel. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming in the flesh. God incarnate, thank you so much. We are so thankful. And we want this great news to be spread throughout the whole earth. We know that when we pray in your name, you hear us and you answer. And we just have full faith that you will. In Jesus' name, amen.
My DAB family, this is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you today acknowledging that we are but vessels, and you are the source of all power and guidance. We ask for your grace to help us navigate the challenges and opportunities that lie ahead. We want to be mindful of your presence in our day and to act in accordance with your will. We surrender our plans and our anxieties to you, trusting that you will lead us and provide for our needs. Help us to be vessels of your love and to complete our tasks with diligence and hearts that are open to your guidance. May our actions bring glory to your name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, it's Heather in Tennessee. I am still listening to October 18th. I know I'm really behind, but that's the way it is right now. Right now it's December 2nd, and I'm just so uplifted by the prayer from Sparky, and then Kay from Ohio came on, and Jamie in New Jersey, and all those prayers together just have uplifted me, and I thank you so much. Thank you so much for an on-time God, and that I'm just praying that God, that I continue to rely on God in this storm. I'm feeling like I've really ruined my relationship with my daughter, and that's probably from the enemy. God can make all things new. He can redeem the time. He can do what he wants. And I need to praise him, even if he doesn't. Even if he takes everything away. I need to praise him, because he's good. I love you, family. Have a good day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, living Christ Redemption Story in Florida. Just calling in some more prayers for the children and grandchildren of the DAB community. And just as we are kicking off this beautiful Advent season, Lord, we just want to bring our children before you. Lord, we pray that they would just earnestly seek you this season. Lord, as the wise men did so many years ago, Lord, I pray that they would use your word as the star in their life, Lord, that they follow. And I pray that in doing so, that they will receive the peace and the joy and the comfort of finding you this holiday season. Lord, I pray that it would be solely about you, and that they would, Lord, learn to love in a deeper way and learn to appreciate, Lord, the gift of your salvation, Lord, to walk in gratitude and walk in humility, and Lord, that they would see the holiday season for what it's meant to be, Lord, not be overwhelmed by the things that the world tries to make it about, Lord, but that they would put aside maybe some of those greedy ambitions of getting things that they want, Lord, and really truly seeking you first this holiday season. We just want to thank you for the beauty of Advent. We want to thank you for the reset in our own hearts and minds, Lord, and just praise you for all the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us over this last year. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Hi, family. It's Nico from Harrisburg. I am calling because I am still fighting with my job in Sedgwick. And now my job is claiming that they are about to take my job because the claim is not getting approved in time, not getting the paperwork. And doctors claim that they're sending the paperwork. And I'm just about, like, I had my EMG today and the amount of pain. And I want to just run off and get another job, but I don't know the limits of my body. I don't know what to do about all my medical stuff. I'm supposed to get an MRI at the end of the month. They take my job. Before then, I'll never get that MRI. How do I pick what job to go to? I need prayer. I can't just go to some random church and ask for help. I can't just, you know, my family has already been through so much. They can't help. Not anymore. And I just want to run and get another job, and I'm so scared because I know my body's not right, and it reminds me. So I would have to literally lie on all these applications. Oh, God. I mean, I don't even have enough money to do some basic stuff, let alone go and take care of my PT appointments. I don't know how I'm getting to this MRI either. I am, like, mentally starting to break down. I can't think why. I need prayer.
This is Valerie in Los Angeles, and I just want to give God a praise. I had a really rough Thanksgiving. This is my first year without my family. They rejected me because of Christ, and also because of I dated a black man. He did leave me, so I'm completely alone. But I spent Thanksgiving alone, and my military family reached out to me. And basically, last Sunday, my friend decided that I should move to South Carolina to be not alone anymore. The next day, God lined everything up. He ended up somehow put my paychecks in my account 2 weeks early in one day. All of my moving lined up, all of my plane plans lined up, and I am moving to South Carolina. Literally everything lined up in 1 week. I don't even know how it happened, but I am so joyful, and I am going to be able to spend Christmas with my military friend of 23 years, so neither of us will be alone. So I just want to praise God. I know that he has a plan for me, and that I think his plan is to bring my friend to Christ. So thank God that he is helping me not be so lonely. And I want to thank this community also for helping me with my loneliness and isolation. And thank you, Brian, for always saying I love you. That has really helped me get through.
Thank you, my Father, for beautiful birds, for family that loves me,
for life-giving words, for beautiful flowers, for clouds in the sky, for the hope of tomorrow where nobody will die, for sunshine and moonlight, for every green tree, for your sweet Holy Spirit that lives inside me, for life in the present, love in the past, for stars shining brightly and each blade of grass, for radiant sunlight, but also for rain, for all of the lessons that I've learned through my pain, for all my life's victories and for wars that I've lost, but especially for Jesus who paid the ultimate cost. I thank you for smiles and laughter each day, for your grace and your mercy and children at play. I'm thankful for bee stings that swell up my arm, for mosquitoes and snakes and things to do harm that let you know instantly you've entered their space. I get bruised and battered, but you still don't erase my name, my memory, or even my life. I'm thankful for the good times, but also for strife, for people you send to show me your way, for giving me a willingness to trust and obey, for the fragrance of the earth, especially after the rain, for mountains and cattle and fields full of grain, for freeing me from the insanity of addiction and self, for times of great need and seasons of wealth, for deaths and birth and all in between, my cup runneth over, though times have been lean. I thank you for sight, and for the time I've been blind, for light in the darkness and a really sound mind. I thank you for everything at the start of the day. Help me to surrender, Father, have your own way. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian in the heart.
I know I'm probably too late to add my Thanksgiving, but I wanted to tell you guys why I am thankful for you. I found you guys last January 2025, and I was very alone. My family completely rejected me, and I was very isolated. I had no one. I didn't have a car. And in April, I underwent 3 surgeries all by myself. And I thought I was going to die. And just hearing your voice, Brian, reading the Bible really brought me back. And it really connected me to God. I was so thankful for it. And I really did feel connected around the campfire. And I don't even remember. I think I did call in a couple times and ask for prayer. But I really felt the presence of other people, other Christians. It really made me feel connected. So I want to thank you. Your voice, saying the things that you do every day and saying, I love you every day. It really stirred something inside of me, and it really means something. So even if this never gets played, I don't care. I want to say it to you. Thank you for saying that to me. I needed to hear it.
Hi. Today is December 1st, Monday, and on Saturday, my husband told me he wrote a very long letter to our son, Cooper, who is 36 years old. We recently were given what we think is an accurate address for him. He's not been in touch with first child together. And dear to our hearts and breaking our hearts. I'm sure that Cliff wrote and my husband wrote a beautiful letter expressing his heart. I did not read it, but he had tears in his eyes when he told me, and he's putting it in the mailbox. And I'm asking that he may get it before this comes out, but that you would all pray for Cooper, that God would prepare his heart ahead of time, and that he would feel not only his dad's love in this letter, but the love of Jesus that he grew up learning about. He grew up memorizing the Word of God. The seeds are in there, that God would just water those seeds. I truly appreciate your prayers about this. And I would like to pray now for those of you going through the same types of things. Father, it is Christmas time, it is holiday time,
And as we just prepare for it and want to please you in what we say and do and really represent Christ the best, God, I just pray for each of us who are also just missing family members who no longer want to speak with us and don't want.
Good morning. This is Anonymous from California. I often don't say my name, but recently I've heard multiple people call in for me, even though I haven't sent in a prayer request for months on months now. I think the last one was maybe July or June. But I just want to confirm and affirm how encouraging it is to know that I'm still being prayed for. And just in this storm of life, I guess I'll give you a quick update. I think the last prayer request I sent in was for my back. Still on track for figuring out what kind of surgery I need. It's all the doctors I've seen five now, all recommend surgery. It's just a matter of what kind. I have a couple more appointments to kind of get the last bit of info to make the decision on that. And then for my marriage, it's still headed in the wrong direction. We're separated now, but living under the same house. My wife doesn't really want to interact with me all that much. I guess she wants to really treat it like a separation, but we can't afford to live anywhere else and pay a mortgage on our house. And you know, I have a stepdaughter, her biological daughter, that I've obviously over the last 10, 11 years have grown close to and formed our own relationship. And it's a scary thought to have to be in a place where I'd have to schedule time to see her. But time's up. I thank you, everyone.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in November 30th to pray over our children. We proclaim to you the one who existed from the beginning, whom we have heard and seen. We saw him with our own eyes and touched him with our own hands. He is the word of life. This one who is life itself was revealed to us, and we have seen him. And now we testify and proclaim to you that he is the one who is eternal life. He was with the Father, and then he was revealed to us. We proclaim to you what we ourselves have actually seen and heard, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We are writing these things so that you may fully share our joy. 1 John 1, 1-4. John and the other apostles enjoyed person-to-person fellowship with the Son of God who existed from the beginning and became flesh, Jesus Christ. By being joined to him by faith, they entered into the fellowship with Jesus, into the fellowship Jesus had with his Father. It is this communion John wanted his fellow believers to enter into. Fellowship is the experience of sharing something significant with others. It's the pleasure of being in a group in which you see eye to eye on what matters most. It's having similar values and responding with the same kind of affections to what really counts. So to say we have fellowship with the Father and his Son means that we have come to share their values and enjoy their presence. To be continued.
Hey, Daily Idea Bible family. I wanted to call in to pray for little songbirds. Friend's son Donnie up in Alberta. Donnie has been diagnosed with brain cancer, and his family has chosen not to be there to support him. Lord, thank you for the blessing that Donnie is to those around him, and thank you for Little Songbird's heart to pray and call in about this. Lord, Donnie needs your family, the family of the church, to surround him, to be there for him, to be his true family, and for you to be his Father. Lord, I pray that not only would you protect his body, but hold his spirit. Bring him into your family. Because when you do, there will be rejoicing in heaven and on earth. And he will be filled with joy. So we patiently await your move. Pray that you would strengthen his family around him through this, and strengthen him as well. In your son's name I pray. Amen. Thanks for praying with me.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Actually, I'm in South Carolina. I can't believe 8.5 hours of campfire. That is freaking awesome. And guess how long my drive is to where I'm going in Florida? 8.5 hours. So you're going to be with me on my whole drive. I'm so excited. I'm only a few hours in it. Thomas from the Hill Country. This guy has been listening for almost every single day except maybe the first month. It's his first time call. We got Regis calling in. That guy used to call us from Afghanistan, Nigeria, now Central African Republic. We got Australia, New Zealand. I mean, so many places that were calling in. It was just awesome. And so I can't wait to listen to the next, I don't know, I got about 5 hours left. It's going to be awesome. So love y'all. Thanks for doing that, Brian.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois calling in a prayer for Shantae. Her mother had called in and she had an abnormal pap smear and is going back for another one and then possible biopsy. And she's very concerned, as she would be. I've experienced this. I will just continue to lift you up. And sometimes there has been cells they've had to remove, and then you go on and you go back and follow up and everything is clear. We'll pray this for you. We'll pray there's nothing to remove that is abnormal, but nothing serious. We will continue to pray for this. And love you, sweet mama, that called it in for your daughter. We praise you and lift you up. Jesus, thank you. We just lift up this Shantae to you and calm her. She's been crying ever since she got the news and very concerned, and so is her mom. We pray you would wrap your arms around them and pray that she's already gotten the results from this second test and that everything's okay. And help her to keep on top of her exams. They may want her to come back every 6 months, or they may have her wait a year, but stay on top of them. We love you. Bye-bye.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in the continuation for November 30th. The relationship John and the other apostles enjoyed with the Father through the Son had brought unspeakable and unstoppable joy to their lives, even though all of them faced harsh persecution. But there was more joy to be had by John. John longed for those he was writing to, those he called my children throughout this epistle, to enter into this fellowship he shared with the Father and the Son. In that way, his joy would be complete. Joy is enhanced when it is shared. And when Jesus is the joy of our lives, our joy increases when we share it with those we love. This is why we long for our children to fully share the joy of our fellowship with the Father through the Son. Lord, this is the joy we long for, to share the joy of fellowship with the Father and the Son and with our children. Reveal yourself in fresh new ways to our children. Draw our children into closer and closer fellowship with you. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. I'm calling in to pray for Messenger in upstate New York. His family, he's been recently married and to a lovely wife and a few kids, and there's just a lot of pain and hurt and struggle in that family, so I'm going to lift them up in prayer. Lord, thank you for this beautiful union, this amazing family, these amazing people. each of whom you've uniquely created and love so much. I want to lift up the mom to you. She's lost her dad recently, and her side of the family is just not providing the support that a family should. And her relationship with you is just under fire and in doubt. And Lord, I pray that you would wrap your arms around her, show her that she can lean on you and trust in you, and you will not abandon her. You will not leave her to fend for herself. You will not distance yourself from her. You are trustworthy. Lord, I pray for the son, Logan, who is just having a rough time of it. He's hasn't got it all figured out, and I don't want him to go off to a school or anything to have to figure that out instead. I know that there is a longing.
Hey, this is Jerry calling from Duluth, Minnesota. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came into his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name, which were born not of blood, not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Merry Christmas.
Good morning. Hi, Skip. This is Kay from Ohio. I did not get to hear your prayer request, but I heard so many people calling out your name. So I want to make sure you know that I'm calling out your name in prayer. I instantly just started praying for you. I'm sorry that things aren't the way you would like them to be. And I'm sorry that things are the way God wants them to be, so he can draw you closer to him. So that is the most wonderful thing, to sit in God's presence and just say, God, what are we going to do? Because if you do it together, it's going to get done. So you're going to come out of this stupor. You're going to come out victorious, happy, in a most generous way that you can. Your heart is going to be overwhelmed with glory and praise towards God, our Father and King. So let the great I Am do the most wonderful, peaceful thing in you today. God bless you, and you know that we all love you. God loves you most of all.
Hey, Dabbers, this is the Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. So I am like 6 hours into this 8 hours of or Thanksgiving. I am almost to Florida, so I just love hearing all the people who've called in. I think we had Rich from the UK. We had this mom with 7 kids, a mom with 6 kids. I had to laugh after I made my last call. I get in, and I'm listening to KSD's call, and right when I'm listening to KSD, I'm driving by a giant billboard, a full billboard, full-size billboard that just says Jesus, red lettering on a yellow background. And there are all these Jesus billboards on I-95, which is great, because down here in the South, there used to be a bunch of stuff like strip clubs or whatever nonsense was going on. So it is just, there's things changing in our lives. And so I'm just loving, I'm glad all these people called in who had never called, you haven't called in years. I'm glad to know you're still out there listening and praying for all these people. Here's a history lesson. So when podcasts first came out, they all cost something back then. There wasn't free stuff. So it was like 99 cents or $1.99, and even the DAB I think was 99 cents, but Brian came out with this thing like, hey, if y'all donate $100, you know, we'll be able to make this app free to everyone forever. And I think he sent us like a print as part of that. And that's been sitting in a tube for 10 years. About a month ago, I found it and I put it on my wall and in my, what I call my war room. And 2 callers mentioned those prints. So that's just a great Holmes Day. And, you know, you made this happen. You made this happen free for everyone. Because how many people might not have clicked on it if it wasn't free, you know, even just a few years ago. So love you all. Have a great day.
Hi. This is Jackie. I'm calling from California, Northern California. My adult son is on his way to prison for a year since Justin. And he knew it was coming, but it's not a pleasant place to have to go and ride the holidays. But anyway, I ask that all the members of the Daily Audio Bible would just enough in prayer for the next, well, whenever your mind becomes to your mind. He's a born-again Christian, and he just got in trouble, and now he's doing his dues. So ask that the Lord would really touch him and that he would learn what he needs to learn, and that I remain sane during this time. I wish everybody happy holidays, Merry Christmas, whatever you want to call it, just the birth of Jesus. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Isolated on an island in Ohio. It's been a long time since I've called, and a lot has happened in the last 2 years. Most recently, I have had an accident-related injury that has left me on disability from work. I do not know if left one I will ever be able to return to work. I have had complications one after the next, and I have had catastrophic events within my household repeatedly. While I've been off on disability wages, which is significantly less than your normal wage, I have had something breaking down in my house almost every other week. I am kind of at wit's end right now. I just need prayer, guidance, support. I need help, like mentally as much as physically and spiritually, because this is very difficult to go after one catastrophic event after the next, knowing that my next paycheck is going to be even smaller. And I've reached a point at which my premiums are costing me more, and surgery's coming up, and I'm just feeling really overwhelmed. So just prayer support would be huge for me, because I am struggling in all ways.
Hey, family. This is Just Right for Jesus, and this call is for Prisoner of Hope and God's Yellow Flower. When I had heard you both were going to stop calling and move in different directions, I wept because I was 4 months late to hearing those prayers, and I had felt like I missed my chance to tell Prisoner of Hope and God's Yellow Flower what a truly powerful impact they have had on my life for being such strong, faithful prayer warriors who always made time for every single prayer. I felt sad because I didn't get a chance to tell them what a great example they were in my life and how much their dedication meant to me. But God gave me this verse, Isaiah 43:18-19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. My sweet sisters, I know your streams will be beautiful and overflowing wherever the Lord takes you. I know that you will be successful in all that you do, and I will continue to pray for Kurt. And I'm so happy to still hear you calling God's Yellow Flower. You ladies have been holding the torch in this campfire for a very long time, and now it's time for us other dabbers to step up and help carry the torch. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the love, time, effort, and energy that you both have poured into this community. We all love you dearly. And don't forget, if you don't feel right in life and you don't feel like you fit in, just know you're always just right for Jesus. I love you, family.
This is Lynn Bacco. I'm in North Dakota. I'm new, and I have a hiatal hernia. That means my it sounds like for my cats that my whole stomach is up in my chest. I can't get in to get an upper GI and visit with my surgeon until December 16th. And then after that, pray. And we have lots of snow here. I'm in North Dakota. So please, please pray for me. Thank you.
If you come along with me, I'd like to share my 20 beautiful ornaments that God has shown me this year to hang on my Christmas tree. Consistency, passion, revival, correction, joy, growth, empathy, prayer, fruit, healing, friendship, steadfastness, knowledge, affirmation, safe, free, friendship, and love. Some of our Louisiana traditions include the lighting of the bonfires that are strung along the levee in Houma, Louisiana. These are set ablaze on Christmas Eve to light the way for Papa Noel. There's an elaborate tea party going on in Windsor Court in New Orleans, Louisiana. Then we have the City of Lights, which is in Natchitoches at the top of the state. It's known for the most decorated city in all of Louisiana. There's a bayou and there's a boat parade, and you can believe it, every boat, every home, every business is decorated. One of my favorites is the hospitality of Louisiana. At homes and businesses alike, there's parties and celebration. We have turducken. Stuffed inside of a turkey is a duck. There's gumbo, lasagna. There are all the normal appetizer fixins. But what I love about living in the Bible Belt is the rich heritage of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Most every church does some sort of an outreach, whether it's music or plays or some sort of an outdoor scene, to celebrate the love of Jesus Christ. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Hi, my DAB family. It's Bethsaida. Excuse my voice. I'm sick. I'm thinking about y'all. I know it's not like the Christmas special and this is just another day, but I want to let y'all know that you guys are very important to me. Everyone. All the new callers, all the old callers. Everyone, you guys are my sanity, and I thank you, Brian and Jill and family and cast, and for everything that you do. I know we're all grateful for it, but this is my little piece of sanity, and just being able to call in and express that is special in its own. I love y'all. I hope that everyone stays strong. Everyone that is dealing with sickness, whether terminal or not, be strong. have faith in the Lord. Know that peace is around the corner, whether in this life or the next. Life is beautiful, and eternity is even better. I pray that everyone remains faithful and in peace. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, I love you guys. And I give you thanks and praise, Lord. Love you all.
This was Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Xander. His grandma had called in and wanted prayer for him. His parents are split, both remarried, and I think she said have new families in those groups. And he's just really struggling, and she's so concerned about him. And then his parents, his mom and dad, are not united on maybe discipline or what should happen or whatever. We just lift this up to you, Lord, and lift Xander up to you. I don't know if he plays sports. That saves a lot of young men and women if they can get involved in a sport. It gets them in a group, and that's not always great people. I'm not saying athletes are all great people, but it gives them something to channel that energy into. Or if he has a hobby, if he's in band, if he likes art, whatever his interest is, and even as a grandma, you can capitalize on what his interest might be and help him to dig into that and find his value and worth in expressing that. We want his value and worth to be in Jesus for sure, but he's going to have these outlets. He has to have those as well. So we just lift up the grandma and Xander and his parents, and we pray, Lord, that you would intervene, a youth group, something like that. Just surround him, and thank you for this precious grandma that called in this request. We love you, Jesus, and pray all these things in your matchless name. Amen.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and this message is for Rebecca from Michigan. You shared on the community prayer this week. It's Wednesday, December 3rd. You shared that you're worried that your rent is going to be short, and you've been serving others, but you still want to tithe to a church. And I want to encourage you, through encouragement that was given to us years ago, that if you're at a point where you can't tithe, serving others is not a substitute, because we're supposed to tithe. But if you're serving others and helping people out, driving them to get their needs met, that's the hands and feet of Jesus. And I pray that you can remember that when you're serving others, that you're serving like Jesus did, and you're the hands and feet. I pray that something miraculous comes about and your rent is covered and that you get by this month. I just ask Heavenly Father that you wrap your arms around Rebecca and give her a peace that things are going to work out. And then she can give you the glory and share that light with those around her. I ask all these things in your son's name. Amen. Keep us posted, Rebecca.
Hi, this is Marissa in Southern Ohio, and I'm actually calling to pray for Brian. I'm listening to, I believe it's the December 1st podcast, and he was talking about just that struggle with the seasonal depression and the short days, and I really can identify with that and understand where he's coming from. So, Lord, we just ask you right now to be with Brian and with me and with every person who's listening to this that is struggling with seasonal depression and the anxieties that come along with that. Lord, our minds do crazy things that do not line up with your word, and we start to think crazy things that worry us and trouble us and all the things that go along with anxiety and depression. So I just speak peace and reality of truth and life over all of our hearts and minds as we try to navigate this busy season that also leads into potentially a very gray and also dreary January. So we thank you so much, Lord, that you love us and care for us and listen when we pray. So thank you guys so much. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Christmas blessings, family. This is Hands to Heaven. I pray this holiday season brings you even if joy, even if you're broken, even if your heart aches, even if you feel like you've come to the end of yourself, you will never come to the end of the joy of the Lord. It strengthens the weak and weary and comforts the brokenhearted. May you experience the comfort and joy of the Lord this holiday season. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Hello, Dab family. This is Just Right for Jesus. I know I've been gone for a while. With just getting married, I had a lot to do, and my wife going through the legal immigration process was a lot of my free time. She has a green card now, praise God, and I had fallen a few months behind on community prayer. But I have caught all the way back up to date, and I have lots of notes and prayers started for people that the Lord has put on my heart to pray over. During the next few weeks, I will be calling them in. I want to thank you all so much for the prayers over my marriage and for giving my wife the moniker Mrs. Just Right for Jesus. That really blessed her and put a smile on our faces. God's Life Speaker, I owe you an apology for saying I would call back soon and making you wait months to respond to your question. So today, I'm calling to answer your question, my sweet sister in Christ. She had asked how I got my moniker and kind of my backstory on how I found this wonderful Dab family. In 2021, my dad, who listens to the Dab as well, challenged me and my brother to listen to the Dab every day for a whole year so we would hear the entire Bible throughout the year. So me and my brother both did it. I found myself in year one, first few months, just listening to the Bible part. Then I started to get hungry for the Word of God and started listening to Brian's perspective and breakdown, trying to seek a deeper understanding and to grow my knowledge so when my fellow brothers and sisters of Christ ask questions, that I might be more prepared and rooted in the Word of God with my responses. Then I started just listening to the full episode every day. Then with so many of you wonderful people talking about community prayer, I wanted to check that out. I started listening to all of the community prayer after the first year of listening. Then I felt like God put it on my heart to call in for my first time when Brother Blind Tony's house had a fire and Brother Sparky was going through some hardships with his son. I started there and have been involved and blessed to be here ever since. I originally used the moniker Faith Walker, but after listening, I had heard someone use this same name or something very similar, and I didn't want to offend them, so I changed my name and prayed about it a lot. At that time in my life, I had felt alone and like I just didn't fit in with the crowds that I...
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in and give an update on the job situation. They're not currently actively looking because of the holidays, so that'll be maybe in January, February. And we're about to complete our first week without her, and things have gone pretty well. And I just appreciate the prayers, and some of it is actually exciting. It's more challenging maybe than the regular day-to-day stuff that I've done in the past. So I'm trying to continue to look on the bright side. I love you, Dab family. Hope everyone's doing well. Rebecca from Michigan. Abba's daughter, Sadie M. Miss hearing her voice. And Christy in Kentucky. I love you guys. Bye-bye.
Hey, DB. This is White as Snow from Tennessee. I'd like to ask prayer for my mom. She's 91. Thankfully doing fairly well health-wise. She's in a really nice assisted living facility, but she has to move just because it's just too expensive for her. So she's moving tomorrow to a much smaller place. And so she's sad about moving, and you know, I know there's going to be an adjustment period for her, but I just pray that she can just adjust to the new place and kind of settle in. And the lady in charge there is just has a real caring spirit for elderly people, and it's like a family atmosphere. So just praying that she'll be able to adjust well and all that. Thanks so much.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in December 3rd to pray over our children. We know what real love is because Jesus gave up his life for us. 1 John 3:16. When our children are small, so innocent and so dependent, I love yous come easily, whether they are terrific or terrible. We tell our toddlers over and over that we love them, but as they grow older, I love yous can too easily be replaced with your room is a mess and what's up with these grades. And it works in the other direction too. The crayon colored pages that said, I love you, mommy and daddy, are often replaced by rolled eyes, big sighs, and slammed doors. And in those moments, instead of saying I love you, we vent our frustration. When our children come home, embracing those things we work so hard to train them to reject, our words and expressions often communicate more scorn and condemnation than affection. It's not that we don't love them anymore. It's that our love generates more volatile emotions such as hurt, rejection, disappointment, and anger. When our children's messes invade our orderly world, it can be challenging to say I love you in a way our kids can hear and receive. But that's precisely the time when they need to hear it the most. That's when it has the power to penetrate the hardest of hearts. Our I love you plants a seed that over time can grow roots and bear fruit. In the darkest of moments with our kids, expressing genuine, tender-hearted love has the power to soften their hearts. To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Soaring on Eagle's Wings from Canada. Abba, Father, I want to bring to you Pumpkin, her friend Colleen. She has bilateral breast cancer. Numerous masses are present, and she's going to have bilateral mastectomy. Oh, Abba, Father, I pray that this surgery will be quick and effective. All disease will be removed, Lord. She will, and whatever treatment follows, it will bring complete healing to her body. Oh, our DAB family members have numerous friends who are, and family who are going through this awful disease. So I pray for Pumpkin that she's surrounded by family and friends. Her friend, Broken Vessel from Alberta, is so concerned. But you are the mighty God, the divine healer. You give the doctors wisdom and skills to do what they have to do. So I know, Lord God, that you will be circling them all when Pumpkin has her mastectomies. Lord, I pray for the peace of God to come upon her because this disease causes such anxiety. Oh, be with her family and her friends, Lord, and let them see you in her, and she can be assured that our God, the mighty God, is doing wonders in her body. I pray for Lynn's son, who is so stressed out at work. Dear God, please help him to have that peace which passes understanding, that all the stress.
It's Heather in Tennessee. I'm now listening to October 25th, I think, Community Prayer on KSD. Called in and recited this beautiful, beautiful message that Hands to Heaven had written for him. And it was just, it just made me just cry. Thank you for putting your voice on the airwaves, and thank you for letting us know that you're healing, and what a beautiful message. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
1 Thessalonians 5:18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God, it's so cold out at work today, but thank you, God, that I have a job. My car might be having problems, but God, thank you that I have a vehicle to travel in. I don't know how I'm going to afford this month's bills, but thank you, God, for giving me this chance to show you I have faith that you will provide. I'm really struggling to get along with this person, God, but I thank you for the opportunity for me to lead by example and love others as Christ loved us. God, I lost someone near to me too soon, and my heart aches.
But thank you, God, for the time I did get with them and for giving me a heart capable of loving someone so deeply. I got to wake up so early, but thank you, God, that I get to wake up, for every day alive is a blessed one. I have so much on my plate, I don't know how it's all going to get done. But thank you, God, for allowing me to be busy and not idle in life. It's raining today, and I have plans. But thank you, God, for showing the farmer's crops love with your rain. I have pain that won't go away, but thank you, God, for giving me the ability to feel things, for the feeling of your love is greater than any pain I can endure. I feel alone and sad, but thank you, God, for I know that you are always with me and there is no better friend than Jesus. Help me get closer to you in this time of quietness. Romans 8:18, for I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us. When things get hard, find a way to thank God for the opportunity to trust in him. Find a way to turn it from this is awful to thank you, God, for not letting it get worse. This is much easier said than done, and not to discredit anyone's suffering, but to encourage us that God didn't create us to suffer. He created us to rely and trust in him. I love you all, and if you don't feel right in life, just know you're always just right for Jesus.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer request from Lynn for her son, who's dealing with some work stuff. So Lord, we lift up Lynn's son. We ask that first and foremost, you just let him know that you're there, that you're present. Let him feel your presence. Let him have peace. And just draw him to you. Allow him to seek and ask for wisdom. And we pray that you will grant him wisdom and guidance. For whatever situation is, for anyone else that's involved, we just pray you work divinely and just bring a solution that would glorify you and would allow him to flourish and whoever else is involved to flourish, Lord. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you today with hearts full of gratitude, thanking you for the gift of life, for the breath in our lungs, the beatings of our hearts, and for the beauty that surrounds us. We are thankful for the challenges and the joys, for the family and friends who love us, and the opportunities you have placed before us. Help us to see your blessings in every moment, even during difficult times, and to cultivate hearts of thankfulness that persevere through every season. We pray for lives that are filled with gratitude and praise, and that we may always remember to appreciate the goodness you have given us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for December 3rd. Because this is the way we have been loved, we can communicate love to our kids even when they are too hardened to engage with us. Jesus loved us when we were in the dark, when our lives were a mess, when we were full of rebellion, not when we were sweet and innocent. His I love you, expressed at the cross, penetrated and softened our hearts. His love toward us enables us to respond to our children in the mess and alienation and say, I love you. No matter how hard you push, no matter what you do or don't do, I will always love you. Lord, when it costs us something to love our children, remind us of what it cost you to love us when we were at our worst. May your never-ending, never-failing love flow through us to our children. I love you, family.
Hey, family, it's Jesse from Washington. I'm supposed to pray for a friend of mine, Shoban, that's her name. She's actually a friend of a friend that I'm doing some work for, but she is about to lose her home, and one of my friends is actually going to purchase the home and rent it to her so she doesn't lose her home. I believe she has 3 kids, a whole mess of dogs. And then I called this morning. I was on my way out to her, to the job site to do some work for her, and she's crying. I guess her mom died last week too, so it's just been kind of one thing after another for Siobhan. So just if y'all could pray that she has an easy time, finds a way to keep her house, and that she can, you know, properly grieve her mom, and that maybe she can get a break from all the stress and turmoil in her life in the next season here. Love you guys. Thank you. All right. Have a great week.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible Prayer Warriors. This is Elizabeth in Delaware calling, and I want to thank you for all the prayers you have been lifting up for dear family and friends. And I have another request. A young man, he's 27 years old, lives in California. He's the dear son of a dear, the Christian woman's leader in my neighborhood, and her son, at the age of 27, has lost his memory. So, Lord, we ask that you would protect Anthony and give the doctors wisdom so they can figure out what is going on and heal him. And please fill them and their parents and his brother with your peace that they can trust and know that you are in control, Lord. As it says in Psalm 107, verse 20, he, meaning you, Jesus, said in his word, heal Anthony and rescue Anthony from the pit of destruction. Also in Psalm 118, verse 17, you say to Anthony, Anthony, shall not die, but live and shall declare the works and recount the illustrious acts of healing by the Lord. Amen, Lord. Thank you for the healing and how you're going to use this all to spread your love to those in California and the family that need to know you. And lastly, please keep up in your prayers. My dear friend Elizabeth, she's the one who had breast cancer, then had a heart attack, and then lastly her husband came down with encephalitis and he needs 24/7 care now. Well, Elizabeth now, in addition, she's looking for a house. She had to move out of where she is to be closer to her family, but more importantly, her doctors found a lump again in her breast. So Lord, we just ask you to fill her with your peace. As it says in Psalm 147:3, you God, you heal Elizabeth's broken heart and binds up her wounds, and you will, by curing the pains and the sorrows that she is feeling. Yes, Lord, we thank you for all you're doing in all of our lives. God bless you all for praying. I love you.
Hi, my DAB family. I'm just now starting to listen to the Campfire Stories, and I just thank you so much, Brian and Jill. Happy, happy anniversary, 20 years. I've been listening for about 15 years. But the reason for my call is I think it's absolutely wonderful that you did this, and it gives me an opportunity to listen to everyone's story, get to know them, and to pray for them as I'm listening to them. John from Indiana, oh my goodness, I'm only a few minutes in, and that just touched my heart about your son and everything that you're family has gone through. But I just want to let everyone know I've been here. I'm kind of behind the scenes, although every year I say I'm gonna call in and I'm gonna say something for Christmas. I just want to say Merry Christmas to every one of you. I go by His Light in Tennessee. I've been around for a while, and I just know that I love you all so very much, and I just can't tell you how much I have grown personally through listening to the DAB, and I'm so very thankful, especially because of my prayer life. It's just listening to those voices that are on the line. They just touch you. You just start thinking about them and then automatically start praying for one another. At least that's how the Lord's been doing it with me, and I believe He's done it with a lot of you. And I just thank you so much, and I do pray that you would pray for me. I'm at the heart doctor right now. I've been having palpitations. I just turned 60 in last February. So anyway, the Lord's got everything under control, and I love you, and I just wanted to say hello.
Hi, this is Just Right for Jesus. Sparky, your coworker's words to remind you that you are a Christian man was beautiful. The Lord knew you needed to hear that, brother. It's truly wonderful how God is never late, but always right on time. Slave of Jesus, I love that every time the devil tries to deceive your thoughts, that you are going to make him pay for it by praying for someone on the prayer wall. That's brilliantly beautiful, my friend. Thanks for such a great idea. I will be joining you in this with my own battles. CC and PA, you were concerned about stealing from your work and asked if you were ever going to change. Sister, I declare in the mighty name of Jesus that your change starts now. When you have thoughts of stealing in the future, say, away from me, Satan. And let's take a page from Slave of Jesus and go buy something to bless someone else instead, or give to someone who needs, or offer a kind word to a stranger. Replace the negative with a positive. Bless someone when the devil tries to speak to your mind in that negative way. That's not you. That's not who you are. We hate the sin, not the sinner. Love yourself. Isaiah 41:10 says, "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Give your struggles to the Lord, and he will hold your hand through the learning curve. You got this, sister. I love you. And just remember, if you don't feel right in life, you're always just right for Jesus."
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Marshall in Vancouver. I've been calling to pray for a lot of people. Spiritually exhausted right now, so prayers for that would be great. I serve in middle school ministry at my church, and I'm also trying to just get a lot of friend hangouts coordinated. I got a friend who's in the hospital because her appendix is about to rupture, and just trying to pray for people, stay connected, just pay attention to things, get this small group Christmas party thing planned, and I'm just a little beat, honestly. So, just asking for the Lord's strength and guidance would be great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is Candace from Oregon. Betty, I am praying for your brother in L.A. I'm praying that the oppression of the enemy will lift in the name of Jesus, that he will not be harassed any longer. And I'm praying in the spirit for him and with the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ. Winsome Warrior, I believe your name is. You also called on November 10. Those are days that I missed while I was helping my husband in his last days at the hospital. But I heard today, which I think is December 5th, came on November 10. And same for you, your husband struggling with mental illness. I command all foul spirits to get away from this dear woman and her husband. Get away from them. They belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, whose blood was shed on their behalf, and who gave us the authority to tell you to leave. God be with you, and may you feel his presence even more than ever before. In Jesus' name.
Hi, my beautiful dabbers. It's Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's December 4th. We're marching our way towards our beautiful Lord and Savior's birth, the day we celebrated on Christmas. And I just hope we're all getting our hearts and our heads right and trusting in the Lord and allowing him to use us mightily in the season to proclaim Christ and to show the love of Christ. Let us go before our Father's throne of grace and lift up a few of our dabbers. I want to call in for Lucy, who called in from Huntsville, Alabama, who has bone marrow cancer and is in need of a type of a medication that is possibly going to be delayed due to some manufacturing issues. And her circumstances are dire and she needs it. So let's lift her concerns up. And also Lynn Loves the Lord called in on the 4th. Today and asked for discernment for her son over a work situation. Father God, we come before your beautiful throne of grace and mercy, hallowing your beautiful, holy, and righteous name, Lord.
Lord God, we love you because you first loved us first, as we learn in 1 John in your word, Lord, and your word says they will know us by the way that we love, that we are yours. So, Father, we're asking for you to hear our prayers and petitions for our fellow saints. Lucy, Father God, you know this issue that she has with this bone marrow cancer, Lord. We're asking healing in the name of Jesus Christ for her. We're asking healing and deliverance from this cancer, Father God. We're asking that this medicine that she needs, that she have access to it so she wouldn't have any further complications, Father God. Lord, we lift up Lynn's son to you, Lord, who's in a work situation. We know it's so hard to live out our faith in work, and yet it's so important. We pray for discernment for him over this work situation. You will give him godly wisdom that he can apply. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. I was able to order the Christmas box. It worked better on my computer, so I'm very thankful. Thank you all for all you've done and all you're doing to get those boxes to us. I pray everybody on this call will be able to afford it. And I pray that Christians will find fellowship and discipleship with a local group of believers in Libya. Father, we thank you, God. We thank you for Voice of the Martyrs. And we pray for Tunisia, that Tunisian Christians will share their faith wisely and boldly despite its prohibition by authorities. In Jesus' name. In Bahrain, we pray that gospel seeds will be planted and take root in the hearts of Iranians. In Ethiopia, we pray that Christians like Abdu, who suffer great loss for leaving Islam to follow Christ, we pray for joy and peace and bind Satan. United Arab Emirates, we pray that churches will find creative ways to reach Muslims with the gospel. Iraq, we pray that Muslim extremists in Iraq will experience God's love, repent, and turn to Christ. In Bangladesh, we pray that Christians who are rejected by family members because of their faith will show God's love to them. In Kyrgyzstan, Bibles are available but expensive in Kyrgyzstan. We pray that everyone who wants a Bible will receive one. Laos, we pray for Christians who are kicked out of their villages for following Christ. We pray they will not lose heart. Tajikistan, Bibles are available only in some Tajik cities. We pray that every Tajik believer will own a copy of God's word. Comoros, we pray for new believers who are often persecuted by their families for converting from it.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in and pray for Joseph that Shantae had met. He was a homeless man, and she was able to speak with him and bless him, and it was just a random encounter in her day, and we're thankful for those. And thank you, Shantae, for you went in, you said you didn't have any cash on you, but you were going into Publix, and so I guess you got some cash back or whatever, but you shared that with him, and he was so grateful. And we just lift up Joseph. We pray that there would be an intervention. This would just be the beginning of a blessing, and he would get back on his feet, get something steady, a place to stay, and maybe employment. I don't know if there's an agency there in the area that can work with him, or if he's able to work or whatever, but just thank you for calling that in and sharing that with us. That blessed us, and we'll be praying for Joseph. And hope your day is going well, Shantae. We love you, sweet sister. Love you, Dab family. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in December 4th to pray over our children. Dear friends, do not believe everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit. You must test them to see if the Spirit they have comes from God, for there are many false prophets in this world. This is how we know if they have the Spirit of God. If a person claiming to be a prophet acknowledges that Jesus Christ came in a real body, that person has the Spirit of God. 1 John 4, 1-2. The Apostle John was committed to confronting heretical beliefs that they were being taught in his day. Namely, that Jesus only appeared to have a body. So he defined the truth about who Jesus is.
that Jesus existed in eternity past as the Son of God, and that when he came as the Christ, he took on bodily existence common to humanity. John was not content for his spiritual children to have a vague or squishy understanding of the person and work of Jesus. What they believed about Jesus mattered. John wanted them to be careful to whom they listened, because not everyone who claims to speak by the Spirit can be trusted. He warned about following voices that were in vogue, telling them to stick to what they had been taught and written about Jesus by the apostles. Even in our day, some people who talk about Jesus sound very spiritual, but they diminish or distort who he is and what he came to accomplish. There is the Jesus who gets prayed to before a singing competition and thanked at award shows and athletic competitions. Along with this pop culture Jesus, there is a social activist Jesus, the great teacher Jesus, the pacifist Jesus, the rebel Jesus, and many more. To be continued.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for setting us free to live a life of freedom. May we never take that freedom for granted. Help us to use our freedom to serve you and to serve others. Help us to fulfill our responsibility in a way that pleases you. Fill us with compassion and love for all others, and always be willing to help in any way we can. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, my lovely people of God. Good morning. I'm so excited to call in this morning to join my faith with the faith of other brethren that call in, that we should join them in prayer. Let's get right in. A sister called in. I couldn't get your name. I forgot your name. You say that we should join you in prayer, that you have a brain tumor which will be operated January. And how did you find out? You say something that that I love, that you have a constant headache which was not normal. I went for a checkup, and we were thanking God for that constant headache. Sister, I want you to know we're praying for you, and I love the way you explain it. There are some things that happen in our life. Picture is a pointer that God wants our eyes to open, our eyes to be open to a bigger problem. I want you to know that we're joining you in that prayer. The miracle hands of God will be upon you. Whichever way God chooses to heal you, and whether through operation, through miracles, we are praying for you. Another sister called in. You say you are really depressed because your son and a girlfriend lost their son, which is supposed to be your grandson, and you're so eager to have a grandson. And we should also pray for your sister, which has cancer, lung cancer, if I'm not mistaken. And also pray for your son that is coming out of prison. Sister, I want you to know that at the right time, God will make everything perfect. God will give you a grandchildren, not only grandson. God will give you a grandchildren at the right time. We're praying for you. Be strengthened in the Lord. And we're praying for the healing hands of God to be upon your sister with cancer. And we're praying for the peace of God that passes every understanding to be upon your son that is coming out of prison. And another brother called in. You said you are suffering from a long COVID. That's so many of you. So many people are suffering from it, brother. I want you to know we are with you in prayer. We're praying for you. The hands of God will be upon your life, and the healing hands of...
Hi, this is Nicole calling from Alberta, Canada, and I'm calling for Lennox and for all the people out there like him who are suffering with long COVID or chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, these hypersensitive nervous system issues. Lord, I just bring these people, Lennox, and all the others out there before you right now, and I just pray for your mighty touch upon them. We pray for healing, pray for wisdom, for grace, and for peace. I pray that you would lift them up in the midst of the pain, the crazy symptoms, the depression, the heaviness of the body that comes, the heaviness of the mind. Lord, we bring this all before you, and we know that you are the great physician and you are the great healer, and we ask for your mighty touch upon them at this time. Thank you so much. You love them even more than we do, even more than the people closest to them do, and how they feel and what they're going through matters, and we just trust that you will lead and guide them through this. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to encourage you on a personal level. Lennox. I also went through this, and there is hope on the other side, and I just want to give you that hope. And if your symptoms are manageable, on a day when the symptoms are manageable, go online and start looking up recovery stories, because recovery is possible. I was able to find a program that helped me to recover. I'm now a coach in it, and I just work. A program works with hundreds of people who are going through what you're going through, and I understand what you're saying. I understand the heaviness. It's real and it's hard, but I want to encourage you. There's hope and you can do this. Don't give up. Just keep fighting. Take care.
Good morning. It's his little Cherie in Canada. I'm overdue for an update on Bruce, eagle-eyed Bruce, who's in prison in Arkansas. He is scheduled for surgery today or tomorrow, but I don't know whether he's going to get it or not. It's a complicated situation. There are lots of details. He has been to the hospital and back to the prison again, but he has not been sent to hospice yet. I'm praying that God's will would be done. It's one of those really complicated situations where what do you even ask for? So instead of asking for anything specific, I'm just praying for God's will to be done for Bruce and for his kids, of course, that weigh so heavy on his heart. Every time he sends me a message, he ends by saying, pray for Brandon, Christian, and Peggy Sue. And so I am, and I continue to pray for them. Thank you for joining me in praying for eagle-eyed Bruce, and I'll let you know what happens next as soon as I find out. Thank you, family. Bye for now.
This is Hands to Heaven. I invite you to join me as we pray beneath the tree using Jody Barrett's book, Jingle and Joy. Today we pray for the difficult. We pray for our own difficulties and the difficulties others face. Our verses are Luke 1, 47 through 49. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble estate of his servant. From now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. Lord, your mercy never fails. Your strength is ever present. You fill the hungry. You help the hurting. You restore. We lift to you the difficult situations, the difficult relationships, the difficult things to understand, the difficult decisions we need to make, the difficult times we hold tight, the difficult people we need to love, the difficult things we need to forgive. Turn our hearts upward as we wait for resolutions. Keep our minds stayed on you and the goodness of your promises. Bring healing and hope into broken and hurting. Thank you, Lord. Amen. This is Hands to Heaven. God bless you all.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible Community. This is Nicole, Living Christ Redemption Story in Florida. And I am working my way through the Thanksgiving post, and just been so touched by everyone's stories. I'm only a couple of hours in, so I still have a ways to go, but I just want to thank Brian and Jill for putting it together, and just what an incredible thing to hear everyone's stories. And I just came across the brother who shared the story of the loss of his 15-year-old son from suicide, and his testimony around that. And of course, your testimony broke me to an extent, and I'm sure many others. But at the same time, what a beautiful testimony that you shared of how the Lord worked in your life through that, and just how in an unbelievable tragedy, the Lord can just turn even that in our lives towards Him. And it reminded me of a prayer that I just keep praying over my children and the children across DAB is just to learn how to suffer well, because there is so much hardship that we go through in this life, and so much of it that is unfair, and so much of it that makes no sense, and it's just such a stumbling block for so many of us to come across points where we feel like we're losing our faith. And just to hear a testimony of yours of someone who truly suffered so well and came out the other side just stronger in their faith, and able to share such a testimony, is just a witness to that. So I pray that for all of the children across the DAB again today, Lord, that we would learn to suffer well.
Hey, family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in the continuation for December 4th. Part of parenting our kids towards knowing and loving Jesus is keeping a close watch on the orthodoxy of those who are speaking into their lives about the person and work of Christ. John writes about people who belong to this world, so they speak from the world's viewpoint, and the world listens to them. He continues, "But we belong to God, and those who know God listen to us." 1 John 4, 5-6. Who is us? The apostles. In other words, the way we know someone is speaking the truth about Jesus is that their teaching conforms to what the apostles wrote and taught about him in Scripture. Lord, we need a greater clarity on who you are so that we will be equipped to recognize error when it's being taught. Help us to know when we should be concerned about the voices our children are listening to, and give us wisdom about how to challenge those voices and point our children to the truth in the Scriptures. I love you, family.
Hello, DAB family. This is Esther. I guess you could say I'm from Italy, even though I'm American, but I've been living here for the past 19 years of my life, and it has become my adopted home. And I've been listening to the DAB for the past 4 years, but I've never called in. And the Lord's been working on my heart that to be a fully active member in this family, you guys got to know me too. So here I am. I just wanted to say thank you to Brian and Jill for their sharing of their trip every day, the things that they saw, the things that they experienced, the thoughts that came to their minds. It has been a real blessing for me to see and to just grow also in appreciation for what I have around me, being here in Italy. It has been really a pleasure to see that. And I just wanted to thank you for that, and say if you ever do arrange the trip for the community, I want to be the tour guide in Italy here. So I'm going to make it a point to go and see all of the places that you went and saw. And I just want to thank you for deepening my faith and helping me in that. Family, I'd also ask for your prayers for the Lord's guidance in my life, in my husband's life, and my daughter's life. It's been a couple of years of transition, and a lot of questions about where we should be, where the Lord wants us. And I would just covet your prayers on that. So thank you.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Stella calling from Paris, France. This message is for Lennox. Lennox, I was so happy to hear your voice. I pray for you continuously. I know that God is going to work wonders in your life. Continue holding on to him, Lennox. This also is for those who are going through the same illness. I pray for all. May God be with you, each and every one of you. Blessings.
Hey, family, this is Just Right for Jesus. On October 4th, Hands to Heaven, you gave an awesome prayer about David and Goliath and how he had brought 5 pebbles, one for each of his 4 brothers, bringing one for each giant that he may have had to fight. I just want to say that was a really good word, sis, and I appreciate it. I have been loving your little mini-series on the stones for our pouch. It's so powerful and uplifting. Please keep them coming, my sweet sister. Also, I would like to share 2 personal thoughts. First, Brian and Jill, the whatever you call these episodes during your trip were great, and I loved them. I don't know if this is a working title for that, but I believe the Lord may have given me a title for those times to share with you. Maybe you call it Heartfelts with the Hardens. No commitment to any one thing or specific topic, but a blanket title for when you both want to come on and share something from your heart or that's on your mind. Just an idea. Either way, I love them. Please keep them coming as well. It's also so great to hear from you both together, modeling what a marriage with Christ first should look like. I also believe the Lord showed me something amazing that I'm sure others have discovered, but I have never heard it before, so I'd like to share it with you all. The word Christmas, broken down into two words, is Christ and Mass. Even though Mass is missing an S, I still think that's pretty interesting. But here's the really fascinating part that I believe the Lord shared with me. If you take the first part of Christmas, Christ, and then M-A-S, letter by letter, it stands for Christ made a sacrifice. Isn't that beautiful? Right there in the word Christmas is the meaning of all of our celebrations, the true reason for the season. Glory be to God. I thank you, Jesus, for showing me that neat little Easter egg of life. I love you all, family, and if you don't feel right in life right now, just know you're always just right for Jesus.